Supposed to be singing the intro.
What intro?
Intro time. Welcome to the Conning Buffoons. My name's Dylan. Satoru.
We're gonna have to make an intro eventually that I'm not laughing so hard I can't talk.
This just changes up every time. It's
Hello,
okay.
everybody. Today on the Cunning Buffoons, Dark.
Dark episode.
So,
what
Please
about to
make that
say? What
stop.
was that? What's that
I mean, he had the like stage hand sound effects going.
It's broken now. I can't do that.
Golly,
Watch this.
man.
Watch this. Everybody.
You went way over that.
All right. So,
It's the only thing he's ever overshot.
here's what we're gonna do this episode. I'm making this all from scratch.
You are gonna do.
Shut up. All right. Little girls don't get to talk on the podcast unless they're asked to talk.
I'll stab you.
I'm gonna wreck your bike again.
Not if I do it first.
And you could definitely do it first. You'd wreck trying to do the little burnout thing. That's not
Surprise.
even a burnout.
It wasn't even a burnout.
What'd
We'll
you
do
go?
it on the
Did you
road.
go sling some sand?
I just went on the dirt and just, just locked the front brakes. I was doing it over there, and the clay is so stiff, it was just pushing the front tire.
I like how our backyard now has like 12 different types of soil consistencies.
Well, it's got like nice, like my dad sat in the ocean one time and was like, I want my yard to look like this.
I want to mow and feel like I'm getting beat to death on the waves.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, that's what happens when every time you get a skid loader to be able to clean your yard up and stuff and do things, every time it gets dropped off, it's like, oh, let's rain for 3 days.
I'm about to take this off. This is so bad.
Just pause, quit fiddling with it, and have Tess do it.
It's too late. It's already on there.
Yeah.
Why you gotta mess everything up? So what are we doing in this podcast?
Does the privacy work? Can you see my phone?
Being
No,
ADHD as heck.
No. Hold it. Hold it. So, okay, right. Stop moving it.
Why are you gonna have a privacy screen on your
Right
phone?
here.
What are you looking at in public?
Right there was when I could like actually see it.
All
No,
right,
I just
so.
found them cool, so I bought one thinking it fit my phone. It did it fit
This
my
guy
phone.
bought one for, he didn't buy the Pro Max because he's an idiot.
I mean,
Anyway,
that's what the
all
person
right,
said. I just
so
bought
we're going to start with Dylan. All right.
No, the heck we're not.
Dylan is going to try to scare us with an intimidating story right now.
Boo.
No, shut up.
What?
Thank you for the ingenuity. All right, Dylan. Mom's set a 15-minute timer.
A 15-minute
15
timer?
minutes?
That's like extemporaneous to the
You
extreme,
want more
man.
than, you want less?
I want less.
Give him 10. Give him 10.
10's even more. Like, that's like, give me like 7.
Give him 7.
I'm not ready for this.
10 minutes to what, though?
He's just got to tell us a story.
I'm not even good at telling stories.
Me too.
What type of story?
You can choose.
I don't have anything in mind.
We know there's nothing up there, bro.
I know. I just can't think of anything.
You just can't think in general.
Well, if you don't have anything in your mind, it's hard to think of anything if there's nothing there to think of.
And go.
You know, set some what's some background music? I was fixing to hum the Jeopardy tune. That's the wrong type of ambiance. Can you do that like ethereal, like? Not
Dylan's supposed to be telling the story. Man. You're just letting him burn time. Let's go, Dylan.
I don't know what's going on.
Me neither. Once upon a time, there were two guys in the middle of the woods, right?
Type.
It's the last thing I expected. They're in the middle of the woods, right? And then while they're out there camping, because they're camping all of a sudden, right? They hear a noise. Little far out, right? One guy, his name's John, grabs his gun. And he goes out to look for it, look for the noise. left the other guy there because he was asleep. His name's Mark. Right, right.
I like Mark.
So John walks out there. John doesn't see anything. So he heads back. But Mark's gone. Right, right. And then
he was on the toilet?
No. Okay. And then
I done missed the whole gosh darn battle.
While John's looking for Mark in the campsite, he hears a step. Branches cracking. Leaves twigging. Whatever the word is. I can't.
Leaves twigging. I like it. Twig them leaves.
And then
is this too dramatic?
No, it's good. Out of nowhere, he hears, "Hey, John, where are you?" And he turns around, and Mark's right behind him. And then they just go to sleep together.
Yo, together. Dude, I know you were at Jolly Ranch.
And this is called Broke Branch Forest.
Twiggy.
Yeah.
Twiggy. Broke. Getting twiggy with it.
I knew twiggy. You were a Jolly Rancher.
Hey, we got to say. Oh.
That actually wasn't too bad. All right. I mean, the ending was kind of unexpected.
Anticlimactic.
Oh, no, I think it was climatic for them.
All right.
I could have done better with
Dad that. Dad gets 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
How long did Dylan do?
Well, there's still 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
Keep going. Hang on.
So they wake up next morning.
Together?
Sore.
Question mark?
Sore.
What part is sore? Like from walking? We're talking about from walking, right?
Okay, when I said together, I didn't mean, you know, like.
Oh, they were on separate beds?
Yes.
They're not Jolly Ranchers.
Like, okay. They're sleeping under the stars, you know.
Yo. What's, under the stars.
No, the sleeping bags. They were in sleeping bags. Not together but, you know, pretty much like one side of the campfire, other side of the campfire.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. They went to sleep at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, so. They wake up. It's probably about sun's rising, but still quite dark outside.
What time is probably about sun rising?
I don't know.
Okay.
So they wake up. And they swore there was trees, but like, you know, around them, right? There's trees nowhere to be found, right? So John, he's like, Mark, what the hell happened? I don't know why Mark's country all of a sudden, but we're going with it. So
he gets scared. He goes country.
Mark is like, well, I don't know, John, but. Something happened, definitely. So they start packing up, freaking out at the exact same time. No trees around them. And they're going back, and they think is the direction of their car or truck, whatever. I don't know. And they just keep on walking. Yes.
There's no trees.
Yeah, no. Hills, mountains, stupid. Okay. What the frick do you think I'm talking about?
I'm thinking like flat forest.
Who sleeps in a flat forest?
Your mom.
Fair enough. So they walk. And they keep on walking.
Are they still sore?
No.
They walk lightly.
You walk lightly, every, like, you know, limping every now and then. I don't think I finished the story.
All right, you can give Dad 15 minutes
now. Oh, my goodness. Should I see if I could recall the...
Minute 35 is what you had left.
And most of it was laughing.
Yeah.
And gay jokes.
Yeah, I think that could have been good if I actually had time to prepare.
Who needs time to prepare?
I will try to recall the beginning chapter of...
No, your own story.
That's the book I'm writing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can. I got to actually pull it up on Google and read it.
That's the one I'm writing too, yeah. It's called
freaking
the,
gay, bro.
It's called the Twigs Palace.
It's called Jolly Ranchers.
No, it's called Twigs Palace.
It's called Palace.
It's called Jolly Ranchers. Hey, don't ever become an author.
That's the only name I could come up with.
You will be in the complete wrong section that you wanted to be in. You'd be like, why am I in the BDSM rack?
I think there's not going to be any BDSM.
I mean, it's getting twiggy with it. It's come on now. Okay, should I just pull it up and read it or try to ad-lib it?
You're not allowed to read it, you cheater.
Well, if it's his book, I don't see why not.
No. Let's go.
Dadgummit.
I don't have a book.
You are at 14 minutes now.
But you don't have a story.
We're going to see if he does at the end.
I don't think he does.
I'm adding a minute.
I think he's going to
You're adding a minute?
Yep.
So
I'm trying to remember how it starts.
All right, you tell me when you're ready.
That's what I'm trying to remember how the story starts.
Tell as old as time.
It doesn't. It does not start like that.
Beauty
and the Beast. Y'all, should I blow my nose dry in this microphone?
Please don't.
Oh, goodness. This is a lot more difficult than it seems. I don't extemporaneous speak a lot anymore.
Improv is really difficult. That's why I'm making Dylan do it. So maybe you can start talking to women.
Ah! Oh, okay. I get it.
No, instead of dudes.
Talk to...
What does that mean? Ask Dylan why he's sore.
Because I don't sleep. And I'm rough in the bed. Never mind.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
This is why we don't get paid to talk. All right. Come on, Dad.
Just random story?
Yeah. Go with it.
Go with it.
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Of improv.
Of improv.
And go.
All right. I'm going.
It's the Cunningham way. Just BS it.
Just BS it?
Do it.
Do it. All right, I gotta set the scene first, though, right? Everybody's been in the hospitals in Nashville, right? So you've been like Vanderbilt, you got the towers, you got the big place, you know.
How the towers fell?
Huh?
Different. That's New York.
They're completely different towers. Wow. And that was the Twin Towers, by the way.
I know.
But like, you're there, late fall. Your fifth story window, you know, visiting a loved one. Staying overnight. Let's say you're the grandson. And then, you know, granddaddy's sick. He's in the hospital. Family's there. Everybody's there, right? Late at night, everybody starts going. You got the family members, you know, that aren't close that go. And then you got one or two that stay usually. But you're the only one that's going to stay this time. Everybody else is going home. They're coming back in the morning. You say goodbye to your mom. Last person walks out the door. You know, she gives you a kiss, says call if you need. You know, they head to the little hotel down the road they're going to stay at. You go and you get settled into your hospital room. And you just relax and you wait. A little bit later, you drift off to sleep. Everything's chill. You hear the nurse come in. You wake up a little bit because, I mean, everybody's, you know, a lot of people have stayed in hospitals, so they'll understand that. You know, you wake up, you kind of glance, you check, you make sure it is the nurse and not some crazy person, you know, doing things. And you go back to sleep, you drift off. All at once, your eyes snap open. And instead of being that groggy, because everybody knows the difference between that, I woke up and I'm like, oh, I'm going to run to the bathroom, go back to bed. No, this is your eyes wake up and you know something's off. Right? But when you look around, your hospital room's empty. Nobody's there. And not just nobody's there. I mean, the only furniture left in that room is the chair you're sleeping in. So you think it's got to be a dream. You're a logical person. You don't really freak out about much. So even your subconscious knows, like, hey, I'm in a dream. It'll be all right. So you go to start exploring the hospital. Same thing. Open the door. Look down the hallway. Nurse's station isn't even there. Walls are clear. Everything's bare. Looks like it's just freshly built. You hang a left and you walk down, glancing in rooms as you go, and you don't see anybody in any of the rooms. So you keep going. You get to the elevator. The elevator works. And it's at this point you start, you know, kind of wondering, like, wait a minute. Even in a dream, why would it make sense for everything to work? All the lights are on. You know, the doors are all open. Everything's fresh and brand new. You hit the elevator button. It's that instantaneous little red glow. And the bing, it's there in just a second. It doesn't even creak. You ain't reading up and down. So, you know, your dream is a really nice empty hospital. It's cool. So you go through all the floors. You just hit all the buttons. And you don't get off, but you just let the door open. And every time you open, it's an empty hallway. You go all the way to the basement. Basement opens. Nothing. So what you decide to do is you think, okay, I'll go back to my floor. And, you know, I'll just try to go back to sleep and maybe I'll wake up. So as you're traveling back up to your floor, it rings, fifth floor, ping, doors open. Now it's night. You woke up in the morning, and all of a sudden everything's dark. You go walking through the hospital room, and you can hear the hospital, but you can't see it. You know what I mean? Hospital noises. Mm-hmm. Imagine 9 o'clock in the morning hospital noises. You know, the nurses talking. You got the monitors freaking beeping 24/7. You got the family members shuffling. The doctors running in and out. The phones ringing. Like, you can hear it all. But you still can't. Like, the hospital's still empty. So you go back to your room. Your chair's still there. You sit down in your chair. You drift back off to sleep. Everything's normal. You wake up. Your grandfather's over there. It is morning time. You got family members coming in. You know, you just smile. You know, yeah, okay. What a weird dream. After a few minutes, you notice nobody's even said hi to you. Nobody said good morning. Nobody's interacting with you. So you say, hey, Mom, what's up? She doesn't move. You walk right up to her, reach out to touch her, and just phase right through her. You got nothing. So at this point, you're freaking out thinking, what's going on? It's still a dream, right? So you spend a little bit of time trying, because everybody's going to at least try. You know, you go to everybody in the room. You go to granddaddy, like, you're just everywhere all at once. And you realize it's not going to work. So you think, hey, I'm still in a dream. This is a really weird night. I'm under a lot of stress. You know, you go back. You sit down in your chair. You just listen to the sounds of your family and everybody around you. And you drift back off to sleep. Next thing you know, you wake up. Hospital's empty again. So you repeat the process. You walk around for a little while. You get back in your chair. You go back to sleep. Next time you wake up, it's a little bit different, but it's kind of the same. You're actually in the hospital. Granddaddy's over there. The nurse comes in. You interact with the nurse. You think, man, I'm having some weird dreams tonight. You drift back off to sleep. You wake up. Everything's normal. You go back to sleep. You wake up. Things have changed. And after about 400, 500, 600 times of you going back to sleep, expecting to wake up and continue, you begin to realize that you now have no clue which world, which hospital, which family, which existence you belong to, and you are doomed to continuously fall asleep and never actually know if you're awake or not. Time.
You have 7 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Dang.
Yeah. Decent story though.
That's way better than mine.
I'm not gonna be able to.
Top that, Malachi.
I'm not gonna be able to top that.
And you have to go right after him.
And if he wants Mama to do one, she can just pull up and read the first chapter of the zombie novel.
So I get Dad 7 minutes, right?
Sure.
Ready? 7 and 15 minutes.
They win.
Go. So this story, set in a post in a pot in a pot up
post apocalyptic,
which just means a pot a pop.
Okay, no, post apocalyptic world. And I don't know why this is actually probably important for most stories. Apocalyptic. Yeah, you
apocalypse.
Apocalyptic.
Restart my timer. Apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Pause. Say it for me, Tasia.
Apocalyptic.
Okay. Post-apocalyptic means that the apocalypse has already happened, and now you are behind the calamity. The world's trying to rebuild, or it's
that's
the structure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you're good. All right, post-apocalyptic. Apocalyptic. There you go.
Got it.
Good job.
The story starts in a post-apocalyptic.
Just don't say
okay. Apocalyptic.
It starts
time.
After shit went down. Okay, right. We got it.
So, how we get here is a black hole opened up in the middle of, let's just say, like, Antarctica. I don't know. Somewhere, right? And just half the, like, a quarter of the world is a black hole now, right?
You are in physics. Like, there's a physicist right now. He's going to get the short on this, and his brain's just going to melt. He's going to be like, oh, my God.
All right. So, you know, like, life is normal. But, you know, like, strange things start happening, right? So, like, people start getting, like, weird feelings, you know, like, not like superpowers.
Like there's a black hole in the middle of the freaking earth?
Not like superpowers, but, like useless stuff. Like, there are people who can, like, levitate, like, plastic Sprite bottles specifically.
Oh, like if you sneeze, a random person dies in the world. Yeah, okay.
So, like, you know, and then there's, like, useful ones. Like, you know, I can control pencil lead. So, basically.
How is that useful?
Right, so this is, useful. Like, this is, like, how many people in the world? 8 million?
Sure. 8?
Billion.
Billion.
Oh, yeah.
Billion, not million. Okay.
So, I think.
It might be a trillion. Look it up, Mom.
Let's say one in a million people. One in a million people are born with these weird gifts, right? Just odd. What's that? What would that math be?
That would only put 330 people in the U.S. Do one in 100,000 or one in 10,000.
4.77 billion.
Yeah.
But that's from 1992. Why is it showing me 1992?
One.
Oh, hang on. 8.142 billion. In 2024.
So
it doesn't give me 2024.
Only 300 in the U.S.? What's wrong with that?
I mean, if you, like, does it need to be a, like, tiny, tiny bit of the population?
It
doesn't
need to be a lot of it.
Okay, so yeah, that would work. One in a million. That'd be like 330 Americans.
I mean, you got a black hole in the middle of the world, right? So nobody knows what to think. You know, let's say we're about 4 years past this big anomaly. Black hole opens up a quarter of the world. Everything's shutting down. Different stuff is happening, you know, because, I mean, power doesn't work right. This black hole it's just weird. And they don't know how it's staying in one spot and, like, how it's not just, you know, sucking the whole planet up.
Because that's physics. Yeah.
And, you know, there are scientists everywhere, physicists, right? They're studying this thing. They've been studying it for 4 years, trying to figure out what is going on. Boom. Right. Stuff starts coming through. Right?
Like, what type of stuff?
The people with gifts start coming through. But not just the people. identical people to the people with these gifts start like coming through this portal, right?
So like doppelgangers.
Yeah, but like they just copied them. So that's they're not them.
That's
but
what I'm saying, like a doppelganger, like it's another copy of you, a version of you.
So they start coming out, and you know, like 300 in the U.S., so you know, that's what you got to do the math to.
How many doppelgangers?
One. What did I say, one in a every...
Million.
Million?
Yeah.
Look that up, Mom.
No, I'm saying how many come through the portal? Just one of each person? Or
yeah, one of each person, okay. Right? And like, it's not a portal, it's a black hole. So like, sorry, people are really freaked out, you know? How are people walking out of black holes, right? Didn't they figure out they are the black hole coming to swallow up the rest of the world? And they're going to switch places with the people and plant their little black holy thingies.
Black holios?
Around the world. The problem is they don't realize that the people with powers have been training for the last 4 years. So, can only move rocks with face on it, man. That's his power. I don't know what his name is. Rock Boy, okay?
Rock Boy.
Don't.
Can only produce 3D printing wax, like the plastic, out of his pinky nail.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky fingernail. Yeah. So, and then safety glasses, man. They've been working with the thing. So safety glasses, man, it's not just safety glasses. He can produce the material of safety glasses wherever he wants and on whatever he wants.
No, that's not bad.
Can the doppelganger do this as well?
No, that's the part they traded to get their... That's how they got their powers. They traded it. They gave it to them to copy them. So, they were like, oh, we're going to go switch. But they didn't know that these three had been, like, training, you know. They had to figure out how to use their 3D printing skills and their safety glasses skills and their rocks with faces on it. Shout out, Leroy.
Mr. What?
All right. Leroy, that's the rock guy's name, Leroy. All right. So Leroy. Safety John. Leroy, Safety John.
Is he sitting on the table?
And 3D. All right.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. We should put Granddaddy on the table too.
Not right now.
All right. So Safety John, Leroy, and 3D man. All right. They all like, they're getting ready for this battle, right? 3D man's like making
you
his
have
little.
You've made it. You're 7 minutes.
3D man, like, he making like contraptions. He can make like 3D it up, and then he can build like stuff with it. So he can like make bombs and stuff, you know, with this 3D. So he like super smart too, right?
Okay.
So 3D man makes this contraption that can trap where they plant more black holes, and so they have to go around the world trapping the black holes, but they're like super weak, so they can't even fight like one of the doppelgangers altogether. The only one who stands a chance is Safety John, because he can build like a shield when they punch him, but that's it. So they go around the world trapping black holes, but it's just an endless cycle because they can't fight them off. And then eventually they were too late. And the whole world explodes and everyone dies.
I like how you went like
superhero route.
Spooky Woods. I was all like, let's go psychological. Malachi was like,
superheroes.
We're going to make black holes. That was random as heck, but yeah, okay. And let them talk on.
Malachi's was the best out of all of ours.
Be for
I was 100% Andrew.
Dad, mine, yours.
I feel like mine tops yours. But...
Yeah, I like until Dylan's took like you know the fairy turn
until he got gay.
Yeah,
all right.
It didn't get gay.
You said sleeping together.
He said it didn't get gay. It was always gay.
I clarified it.
It does. It helps. It helps. But, you know, you say tinnitus instead of tinnitus one time at work, and they'll make fun of you for a decade. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I know.
It's better not to talk at work.
So, you can obviously admit that mine's the best story, but time for the producer. What's her name?
Tasia. What's her name?
No, is that her name? Producer? I don't know. Yeah.
I think you refer to me as mom.
I never had one of them.
Producer mom? Mom producer? Mom.
Which camera are we on?
Right now you're on the far one, but its quality is not as good in this ambiance that you have. All right. So I can swap it.
That's our eyes are hurting.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're locked in. Come on, let's get this story on.
We're ready.
I'm afraid I'm going to, like, plagiarize.
You can just read one if you want.
No, you can't. Stutter? That's cheating.
I feel like you can read Andrew's.
Want a good story? Get, like, one of your daughters out here when they were, like, three.
True that. Okay, so our story takes place in
Wisconsin. She does like cheese.
Is it supposed to be spooky? Because I'm not good at spooky.
It don't really matter. Just tell a story. I mean, mine sucked. I just talked about a black hole in the
That's
world.
That's true, and yours wasn't spooky, so.
I just talked about a black hole in the world.
And you don't have to go 7, 10, 15 minutes. You can be short. We'll be nice to you.
Sweet. All right. In Wisconsin, there was a mouse, and he lived in the cheese factory because... Mice like cheese, obviously. Duh.
But I knew Wisconsin was dirty. All right, keep going. They're buying cheese from there.
They have rats all
in
the cheese.
They have good cheese.
Yeah, it's because there's rats in it.
Yeah.
No, there's not rats in the cheese. Come on. All right. Have you seen Ratatouille?
Ratatouille
are totally
is a cartoon.
He washes his hands before he cooks.
All right, let's go.
Anyways, okay, so this is not a rat. This is a mouse, and he lives in a cheese factory in Wisconsin. And he decides that he is going to take a trip. What's close to Wisconsin?
Virginia.
No, it's not.
New York.
No, also no.
He's going to take a trip.
Wyoming.
Next to Wisconsin.
To Michigan. Michigan's close,
Wyoming.
Right?
Wyoming.
I don't freaking
I think
know.
So.
I'm not.
Wyoming. Sure.
You got Google right, there
anyways,
next to you.
Yeah, but that takes too much time. Okay, so he's going to take a trip to Michigan. And... he has to figure out how to pack cheese to take with him on this trip.
Because he's stealing the freaking cheese. Yeah, there's a mouse in the cheese.
No, he's not in the cheese. People aren't buying bits of mouse in cheese. He's just, like, you know, stealing it.
Well, that's a pretty good story.
He is. Anyways, so he's trying to figure out how he's going to pack cheese with him on his trip.
And that's...
And what are you doing?
We're just looking at all the options we had of states and realizing that we didn't get a darn one of them.
Michigan's not close?
No.
To Wisconsin?
No.
I swear I went to Michigan and then Wisconsin.
Montana.
Maybe it was
South
Iowa?
Dakota, Nebraska.
Idaho.
Idaho.
You too. Idaho.
Maybe it was Idaho. And we talked about going to Michigan, but then it didn't. That might have happened.
All right, let's go.
I can't remember. Anyways, it's been a while, a little while. Okay, so the mouse decides that he's going to make a sack or a backpack or a suitcase, if you will. And he has to get help from his friends, but he doesn't have any. So that's going to be difficult.
He's me for real.
And then he meets...
She like to interpretive dance while she
please, this is terrible.
You can stop if you want.
Please let me stop.
I like it. It was getting old. I liked it. It's good.
We're about to get into the heat, man.
Yeah, he's making a suitcase somehow.
Can it be like an evil suitcase or something? Right, come go. On.
Okay. So he finds a magician. The magician makes him a suitcase. And this suitcase is like the TARDIS. So it's bigger on the inside.
But
so
you
like
gotta
Mary
feed
Poppins
it the flesh
suitcase.
Of the factory workers or it doesn't work.
You know, Mary Poppins suitcase, like that everything can come out of. So
we know.
He figures out he can take unlimited amounts of cheese. So he's like, every time night when cheesecake or cheese factory closes down, he's swiping all the cheese. And
she's like a little cheese burglar.
Yes. And
we
because,
knew he was stealing the cheese.
Because
liar.
Suitcase.
Yeah, she said he wasn't a thief, but
is like
he
the
waits
TARDIS
till night. He's like, I'm going to take all the freaking cheese.
Suitcase. He.
How did he get Mary Poppins' suitcase?
No, it's just like that. The magician made it like that.
Well, name it something else.
It is. It's named
the cheesecase. All right, let's go.
Infinite cheesatorium.
Anyways, so.
The cheese.
The next, like. He's got all his cheese packed up. He's headed to
Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho. And
why not Michigan?
The next day, all the cheesecake or the cheese workers come into the factory, and there is no cheese.
I knew I
shouldn't
have let that.
And it is a horror story because life would be terrible without cheese.
And then they lost their jobs.
I shouldn't have let that
became
rat
became alcoholics
live.
And got divorces because they were beating
I
their wives.
I knew I should kill him, man. Hey, I mean, doing the work. Man, cuz, you really let that mouse get away, didn't you, fam?
I'm sorry. I didn't know he was a rat, bro.
Dude, you really let that thief get away. We about to lose our job.
A dang rat.
Dude, how are we going to buy the next joint? Because you done got our job gone.
Maybe stop.
Golly.
Hey, hear me out. We robbed the rat.
Dude, how about we rob this factory?
Hey.
Like the mouse already did?
Oh, wait, it empty.
My question is, if you had a bag like Mary Poppins, unless it was specially designed to where whatever you thought you needed out of it, it gave you, you know how hard it is to find something in your crochet bag? Imagine a bag that I could stick all my tools in.
It was just cheese. So, like, you reach in, you get cheese.
Well, yeah, for the mouse, but I'm not going to stick cheese in my freaking bag. That's weird.
So then, not a mouse.
Would it be like the Fantastic Beast suitcase then?
Yeah, where he steps off into it. It's got, like, the whole world in it. But that's the question. Sure. Would it be enchanted where it gives you what you want when you think of it?
In Mary Poppins' case, yes. In this mouse's case, no. Just cheese.
He just gets whatever.
Only because he put cheese in there.
Well, there's different kinds of cheese in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, there's
cheese,
probably like
green cheese.
Think about
there's
if you really
more
want
more than one type cheese. Of cheese in a factory.
Think
too.
About if all but you want is pepper jack and it won't give you nothing but Gouda.
Giving me semantics.
Purple cheese. Pink
what
cheese.
The heck is purple and pink cheese?
I'm just calling out colors. Of this
are you Forrest Gumping the cheese?
I mean, sure. Pink cheese. Purple cheese.
Jenny.
You got pepper jack.
On that day, for no particular
your mama really wants you to be in school, boy.
I decided to take a run. Jenny.
My favorite part of that whole movie is, I'd like to see that. Okay, sir.
I've not seen that movie all the way through. Every time I try, I fall asleep.
Yeah. It is a unique movie, I guess. It was wildly popular.
What made it so good? Because, like, it was wildly popular.
And what made it worth playing in school?
It was a good story,
Tom Hanks.
But at the same time, it's one of those that's, like, looking back and watching it, you're like, I don't really understand why this was so popular. It's like Nail was really popular. You remember Nail?
I didn't like that one.
Dying in the Wind. And like it wasn't a bad movie, but it's kind of like the Beatles. Like they're not bad, but they're not as good as people say they are.
Forrest Gump versus the Beatles. Forrest Gump is like negative points, and the Beatles are like pretty high up there.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I put them about the same.
Ay, ay, ay.
On that never day, for no song. Particular reason.
You've never listened to a Beatles song. That is a lie.
Yeah, he pulled that out of his rear.
You have heard Beatles songs. You may not have intentionally put them on your like phone or something, but I guarantee you.
What was the movie that made Beatles fun songs. Of Forrest Gump? It was Run, Florist, Run.
I have no idea.
I know what he's talking about.
Mafia. I can't. Was it Mafia? Look it up.
How am I going to look that up?
Google. Movie that satired Forrest Gump.
Guys, on the 30th episode, are we about to do it in the dark every time?
I don't care.
Every 10th episode. So episode 60.
Okay.
Why am I getting hit?
Every 10th episode, buddy. We're on episode 30. Yeah. Let's go.
Look. That means we got.
Yes. We gotta do
two more.
Mafia.
You are correct.
We gotta do.
I know. I just wanted to confirm.
Pretty
honest.
I don't even know that movie.
It's hilarious.
If you say so.
All right, guys.
Heck, I'm fine with doing it like this every now and then. Not just every 30 days or 30 episodes.
Dylan's like, I'll sit in a dark corner all night, every night.
All right,
man.
So
I almost fell asleep during his.
There's a screen. There's a screen over there that's lit up. You feel at home, don't you?
100%. All these lights on me for some reason.
Lucy in the background rocking when no one's looking at her.
Can't see her right now from the screen. Hang on. Let me transfer.
No, she's rocking. Look at her shadow.
She's not moving.
She was. Wasn't she?
She was moving until I pointed the camera at her, and then she's not going to move. She's not stupid.
Yeah. That's and that's how you make a man afraid of a chicken for the rest of his life.
Sorry
wow.
about that.
Dang, mama, you're always busting at us. Slam that glass now. But anyways, what are you talking about?
So, I think we're going to have to leave, at least make Dylan do like a 5-minute story every episode and get him used to talking on the podcast, actually.
Why?
5-minute story to who? Should we get like one of Tess's old mannequin heads and like put makeup on it?
Should I continue with John and Mark next episode?
No, we don't want to know if they're sore again. We do not care.
They probably are.
Actually not get popular, but for not for the... Oh.
Not the reasons you're thinking, I just said.
Yeah, sure, bud. Sure.
I was thinking that they were just good friends.
Yeah, they are.
Hanging out.
Hiking.
It's like if me and Malachi went on a trip exactly like that.
I wouldn't be sore.
I would not be sore, cuh. Oh, by the way.
That's not sore.
When we go to Georgia, we're taking Carrie back with us.
No, duh.
We got it covered.
Yeah, we got that covered.
When?
In the car.
When he rode in
the
car
the
with us. Dylan's family, man. Like, we're just going to be like, hey, this is what we're doing. And Dylan's like, gotcha.
Check this out.
Uh-oh.
Do you need a trash can? Wow.
Thank you. Everybody.
There's my other tape measure. I was looking for that earlier.
Oh, my water bottle.
Did I do?
I cannot see the trash can at all.
I had a tape measure earlier. Did I do what I was supposed to do with that tape measure?
No, but I did.
Hang on, let me light up the. I'm gonna light up the fire, the trash can, real quick.
Please do not.
You know what we could do actually.
Set our shop
on fire. You know how many times the shop's been on fire?
We could like do a fire ring around the trash can, and then
we just miss it every time. Wouldn't it even be cool?
But I mean, if we
put, are you about to?
That was close.
No.
He's just throwing the bottle up in the air and making a ton of noise on the table.
Yeah.
That was like an assist.
Would you? I'm going to slap
really
you.
Annoying.
I got it.
I lock in. That's.
Bro, this paper. On the floor.
You can't see the flow.
They can't see that bottle.
They cannot.
Get out of the fire.
That's still some good liquid, bro.
Then drink it.
And then toss the bottle at the trash can, not my daggum table.
It's not wine, bro.
Weren't we talking about unique words for being a turd earlier?
Were we?
Contrary.
Watch this.
Hang on.
Mom, you said you can't see it.
You can, maybe.
Kids these days.
I don't even know if that.
He's going to miss anyway.
Is the trash can inside a box? Might not be the trash can.
That was
Yeah, it wouldn't matter if you could see the trash can. You wouldn't have seen the bottle because it wasn't anywhere near the trash
can.
All
I could see was a Chewy's box.
You're looking past trash can.
I don't know where you have the camera pointed.
I'll teach you how
don't throw away the safety glasses.
And he nails the safety glasses. Stinks them.
Not even I could tell.
Would you? What is your deal? All
right, guys. So. Star.
How much time do we have left?
Star.
Got about 15 minutes if you want an hour. Or we can wrap early.
Dang it.
Star.
Well, my question is.
Star.
Please.
Shut the freak up.
What happened to Malachi?
I don't know.
Did he take one of my gummies?
I'm starting to think about it. He did get home before us.
Did somebody text him?
Aww. Star. I know, but you're about to grab it.
Where did all these freaking napkins come from? Oh my gosh. What happened to you? I think somebody spiked the candle. Dude, he's your friend. I just sired him.
I know.
He's regretting his life choices.
I have to hang out with him because he's my son. You choose this life.
Yeah, I'm starting to think.
All right, guys. So.
All right, Malachi, if you could look at the camera, please.
Which one?
That one. Right there. Perfect. Sorry.
This is what Safety John looks like, by the way.
The guy with the safety glasses power?
Yeah.
I like how Malachi wants us to improv, and he wants a serious story, and he makes fun of our stories. But then he comes up with what, like his turkey cooking instructions when he was a kid.
Dude, 4,000.
Throw it in the fire, and then you soak it in kerosene.
Gasoline,
and then you roast it at 4,000 degrees for 24 hours, and it's like, what?
I want you to go test that, see how good that chicken turned out. That's turkey.
Hey, that's Ford built tough right there.
Yeah.
Except for I love making fun of Ford drivers. They always suck. When they pull out in front of me.
Except for the one like at the stop sign earlier who held back and let you see without like blocking all your vision.
Yeah, that guy was. You know.
That was a good drive.
You know where I was whenever I turned left. I would have been completely caught up with y'all. Except for the people in front of me were talking to each other instead of going at the lights.
Yeah.
I love it when that happens.
I could see them having conversations. He was just looking right
at his
passenger.
People who pulled in front of you?
Yeah.
They love it if they were arguing.
I mean, it happens a lot. But I can still drive when I argue with my wife.
Hey, my nose kind of needed to be blunt.
I don't care.
Okay. If I couldn't, there's a few years, we'd have never got anywhere.
One. I think that's
if you couldn't argue with me.
If I couldn't drive and argue at the same time. We wouldn't have made it to church for about 6 months.
This has alcohol. That's
true.
You don't need anything close to any type of drug.
Are you wrapping near your blunt?
Kyle, it's on fire.
Go ahead. There's a fire extinguisher behind me. Don't be scared of it.
No, I don't. I just want it like to ember.
Bro, just like
so I can smoke it.
Which
Malachi? No.
There we go.
Malachi, stop.
There's something wrong with it.
I do not know what has happened to my son all of a sudden.
No, like, did you take something? Like,
I mean,
something in your food?
When I was young, I was retarded the whole time. Like, he's usually
just the adrenaline from getting to ride your bike.
And wrecking.
Nothing like smoking a napkin.
Malachi, yeah. You have mental.
We know he has mental issues. He's our kid.
This is sad but true.
What is your deal?
What's this?
Would you, Dylan?
Look how cool
Dude,
Leroy looks.
Leroy!
Look how cool he looks.
Don't you mess up the paint on Leroy. Granddaddy will whoop your tail.
And of course he's taking a picture.
This is going on the Instagram for Dad.
Are you actually going to post something on the Instagram?
Hey, that's actually smart, Malachi. Good job.
These kids are relentless tonight. Are you smoking something over there?
No, I just let one of those matches.
Would you quit burning my match? Good Lord. bunch of freaking kleptomaniacs in here.
I love fire. If I could just light a building on fire.
Don't say that. You can't say stuff like that.
Oh.
Yay.
I know a place.
Don't say that. That's worse.
Oh, like them firefighters. I can't remember where that was from, but they was going around lighting fires, so they had something to do. They got caught, but you know.
Yeah, and served jail time.
Stop. Oh, I thought that was a fire one. I was like, why did I touch that?
Did you hurt Leroy?
You should light this thing on fire and cover Leroy in it.
I'm trying to read, bro.
Who's Leroy?
Read what?
My rock from Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I've had Leroy a long time.
On.
One day, one of my children will own Leroy.
Yeah, I got you.
Write me a story, Dylan. You know what?
Probably Angel.
Mom, you got a piece of paper over there?
I do. All right, it says trying to upload number 7.
Mm. If that's all it says, it's fine.
Here you go, Dylan.
YouTube was being particularly quirky that evening.
Cool.
And so I wrote down where I was at and gave up.
Anyone listen to Somber's new album?
Nobody knows who Somber's is.
I've listened.
They're all right.
I really don't
know.
It's
one guy.
I don't know because I don't know him. I just said they're all right.
Yeah. See, I said nobody knows who Somber's is.
I don't remember Malachi told us in the.
That doesn't mean I know who he is. I tell you all types of people, and you're like, you're not going to go talk to them and recognize them and know who they are.
I mean, sometimes you would. Depends.
If I can't describe them to you, if I ain't seen a picture, if I just describe a person to you and I talk to you about meeting them in a store, or if I just tell you they made music, they put out an album and they're tall, that narrows it down. Thanks.
I mean, yeah.
The University of Tennessee, Knoxville. University libraries. Trying to upload 7.
Number 7.
There you go.
Yeah, I think he might have hit his head when he wrecked.
All right, guys.
You're not
Once
sleepy,
upon
are you
a
not?
Time. Boy. Malachi knew this girl.
Dun, dun, dun.
On. The end.
What is that terrible smell?
Are That's you burning more matches?
I only burnt one.
That's the matches over there.
They're
if you want a copy of this story.
And waterproof.
We'll sell this exact sheet for $300. Matches. Comment. I will sell this exact one. I'll lick it. I don't even care.
I'll lick it.
This exact
but
story.
When you pay, comment whether or not you want it to be licked.
Yeah.
Because if not, we're going to pre-lick it anyways.
$250 for the licks.
You want $550 for a licked piece of paper?
No, we'll laminate
it. For each of us.
We'll laminate it?
For each of us. So
we'll laminate
licks,
it.
That's $250. If I lick $250, you lick $250.
No, $300 for this laminated.
Are you... What? You're not even like... We're pretty much famous.
I'll put lipstick on it and I'll kiss it right here and then laminate it.
What color lipstick?
Whatever the commenter wants.
Bro, there's going to be a comment in there. Purple.
Yeah, well.
Blue.
If they pay $350, I don't even care.
Your price keeps changing.
That's what he said, like, five
gonna,
different
They're going to be like 50 cents. He's going to be like, sold.
We won't even pay for the lipstick.
Yeah. See, you can't sell your bathwater for millions of dollars unless you're famous for doing other stuff.
Please stop.
I got some gnarly feet. Who's saying?
You think those are going to sell, Dylan?
Okay. I have zero faith in our product, bro.
Maybe it'll take off. We can start. We'll sell short stories. 300 a piece, and we'll buy a pack of Ong.
And you know what they're called? Short stories.
Short stories.
On glass cleaning. Non-lint rag short stories.
On linen, that's what they're called.
With lipstick.
On linen, that's what we're called.
On linen.
We're changing the podcast name and everything.
Now, can we do on linen, but can we do wait, no, it's just a non-lint rag. Is that linen?
No.
It's not lint.
Lint-free?
Lint-free rag.
But that was the lint one you just burnt.
No, that was an alcohol wipe. I don't know. This is a lint-free rag.
And it's some type of special cloth. I mean, it's fancy, is what he's trying to say. He's trying to hype it up. Fancy cloth.
On
story
linen,
cloth. Stop you by
with
the cunning
with kissy lips.
With kissy lips.
With like the lipstick.
Buy your story cloth today. Sponsored by Story Cloth.
Somebody's going to steal that story cloth. Get your story written on a cloth.
Hey, you know, yeah, for $400, we'll write whatever you want on the rag. Laminate it and kiss it.
Yeah.
All right. This says microfiber cloths are what is used that's lint free and highly absorbent and used to clean glasses.
All right. Then.
Micro stories.
Micro
stories.
Micro story. I like that one.
They're coming up with their brand name.
Let's do like. And then like,
and see, like,
micro story.
Nobody wants a micro story.
And like when we do the kissy, right? When I kiss it right here, then we like write micro story, and then we laminate it.
Yeah, that's my lips right there.
You look like a dog. Looks like the check engine light.
Thank you. It actually kind of does.
I knew something was wrong with you.
Micro.
So much.
Mm. All right, I'm burnt out.
We noticed.
Yeah.
That happened.
Kinda started
like,
that way.
Yeah. By your story, I could tell there was nothing going on up there tonight.
Kind of thirsty.
You got other things on the brain? What you thinking of?
What's that? Adele song. The like.
Hello from
must be love on the brain. That's all I could think of when you said what's on your brain.
Must be love on the brain.
Yeah, you know that song? Yeah. I can't stop feeling this way. Is that Rihanna or Adele?
Completely different artist.
Let me look up love on the brain lyrics. I'll sing it for you guys.
Please don't.
Love.
We'll see.
It's Rihanna.
Brain.
Wow. Lyrics. You need to, like, counsel your friend.
And you got me like, oh, what you want from me.
Kelly Clarkson has also performed this song.
And I tried to buy your pretty heart, but no, this sucks. Who wrote this?
Only song I can think of Rihanna right now is Umbrella. Ella.
You can stand under my umbrella. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's why your dad left.
It's raining. Oh, it's raining.
Did I say Dylan's dad left?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
I'm just ignoring this part of the big
boy. Good Lord. Oh, there's going to be a flash mob one day. Not flash mob. Angry mob.
Like,
that's
imagine,
the word I'm
imagine
looking for.
Imagine when we get famous and like someone clips all the times I bring up your dad leaving.
If we ever get famous, we'll probably be 500 episodes in by the time we get it famous. That's going to be a lot.
Yeah. It'll be a 4-hour clip of that's why your dad left. That's why your dad left.
It might be like me like saying the thing and then him saying,
you know, like, hey, that's why your dad left.
Yeah.
The amount of times we don't much play video games anymore, but when we used to, I just like, Dylan would like die or I'd kill him. I'd just be like, yep, and that's why your dad left.
Because you were dead?
Well, no, like, for some reason, when Dylan's playing video games, he can't 1v1, but he can 4v1. Makes zero sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Not enough concentration. What you looking at, gorgeous?
Must be love.
So I was looking at the lyrics to the song that Malika's singing. Yeah. Didn't she have an abusive boyfriend for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. I know she's black.
It was Chris.
Chris Brown?
I think that's right. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Isn't it Chris Brown, the guy who sings like, I got one thing right.
Oh, that's,
Y'all have lost me completely.
Chris Brown, yeah?
That might be Chris Brown, but
been the kind of guy girls' mamas don't like. Running with the wrong crowd in the wrong night. But I got one thing right. You.
Lead us out before.
Hang on. I got something right. I'm right, right?
What am I looking
for? Oh, it's Kane Brown, ain't it?
Yeah, that's Kane Brown. I was like, Chris don't sound right. I know it's Brown something. You know, Chris Brown's another, he's a black dude.
No one's allowed to watch this episode.
Yeah, no, this is.
I agree.
What, I mean, like, we could start over with the lights on and see if it happens better, but, like, what the heck?
This is a great episode.
This is going to be awesome.
Most viewed video, that'd be crazy. All I have to do is act absolutely brain dead.
So we are doing another one this Sunday, right? If I remember correctly.
No. I may not be here. We may substitute Tess.
Terrible idea.
What if me and Malachi go to sleep and it's just the girls?
All right. Like, subscribe, share. Tell us if you like the dark vibe or you like the light vibe.
And the stories.
And tell us if you want us to replace Dylan.
Okay. Oh. And please